line. Terry Pickens is the Democrat nominee for governor, and her name will appear on the ballot this November. We join her on the, or she joins us on the program this morning. Terry Pickens, welcome. It's good to have you on. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me, Neil. It's a great day.
By the way, for our audience, your website is terryforidaho.com. That's Terry with an I. So for those who don't know you, I believe you've run for office before, but I'd love to have you just share your background with our audience this morning.
Yeah, you bet. I'm a fourth generation Idahoan. I was born and raised over in Pocatello in eastern Idaho. I went away to college, but did come back for law school, lived up in North Idaho in Moscow for law school, was the Nez Perce County Public Defender up in Lewiston for a while, and then I made my way down to Boise in 1999, where I've been ever since. I'm a mom, I'm a business owner, have my own small law firm here in town, and just love this great state.
So tell us why you decided to run for governor of Idaho.
Well, I, like many Idahoans, started to watch my fundamental freedoms and the freedoms of all Idahoans start to disappear. And Idaho's a freedom-loving state. I've been here pretty much my entire life, and was the four generations of my family have always really respected the freedoms and liberties that Idaho had to offer. We're kind of the stay out of our business state, and that's what's so appealing to people, why they want to come here. But the problem is we've got some legislators and the present governor who've decided that their priorities are more important than our freedoms. And I just couldn't stand for any more of my freedoms being taken away, my children's freedoms being taken away. And, you know, when they come for one and succeed, then they start coming for all of them. And I want to put up the wall so they can't take any more. And I want to restore the ones that we've lost.
Okay, so Terry, let's get specific. What specific freedoms do you feel that we have lost under the governor and the current legislature?
Well, the first one is easy. It's women's bodily autonomy. Women lost the right to decide what to do with their bodies. That's a big one. Go down a little bit smaller, we have book bans in place. Libraries can't service families. We've got LGBTQ rights on the chopping block. We've got religious liberty now on the chopping block, where it may be a moment of prayer in school, but it also doesn't say that they aren't coming for more. So by the time you get down to religious liberties and the First Amendment of the Constitution, who knows what they're coming for next? My guess is the Second Amendment.
Okay, so there's kind of a lot to unpack there. But the first thing that you talked about was, I'm assuming you're talking about abortion. When you talk about women's bodily autonomy, it's very likely that we're going to have the initiative on the ballot. And I'm assuming that you are in favor of this initiative, that you hope that it passes. Am I correct in that assessment?
You are correct in the assessment that I support the ballot initiative to restore reproductive health care, not just because it restores abortion care, but we've lost more than now 34% of the OBGYNs in the state. And as a woman and a mom of a daughter, we can't get access to health care because all of the OBGYNs have left. And that's critical for people who want to have children. It is also in the new GOP platform that they want to take away IVF, which is the ability to have children if your body isn't cooperating. You know, there are the access to contraceptive health care. Those are in the GOP platform to be on the chopping block. And now that they've taken away abortion care, obviously that's where they're going to go next. So restoring reproductive health care as a whole, not just abortion care, through the ballot initiative, that really protects women and families, because we all need that access to care, whether we want to have children or not.
So part of the initiative, if it passes, then abortion would, and we have to be careful how we state this, because I wanted to understand this the other day, so I dove in pretty deep. It would essentially make abortion legal up to the point of birth, unless the legislature makes it earlier than that, but no earlier than the point of viability, which is somewhere between 22 and 24 weeks. If it passes, would you want the legislature to create that sort of, I guess, feasibility-based restriction, or do you hope they just leave it as it is, and abortion would remain legal, or at least not illegal, up to the point of birth?
So I don't think that abortion should be illegal under any circumstance for the woman, particularly when the life of the woman is in danger. If it's going to take the life of the mother, we have to really make considerations for that. She's, you know, women exist.
That's already in the current law, Terry, that if the life of the mother is in danger, an abortion can take place even under the current law.
I know, but it's not happening in Idaho. I know from the practical standpoint, that's what the law says, but doctors are not performing them. They're getting airlifted out of the state because they're fearful that they will be criminally prosecuted if the prosecutor in that particular county decides that the life of the mother was not in danger. So it's not happening anyway. But no, the Reproductive Freedom and Privacy Act that is being proposed under their ballot initiative states that abortion would be accessible up to viability and beyond viability only to protect the life and health of the mother or fetal abnormalities where the fetus is not going to live.
Well, if the legislature implements that, that's my understanding of this, is that it doesn't create criminality if the woman has an abortion after viability.
That's criminality to the woman. That's not in the law. No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's.
The doctors can be penalized if they perform an abortion that is outside of the scope of the act. Yes.
Okay. So, and we can move on to another issue, but I just want to get clarity here. You don't believe abortion should ever be illegal, even if it's minutes before the baby is born?
That's absolutely not what I said, and that's absolutely incorrect.
It's why I'm asking you. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm asking you, should it be illegal to abort a baby moments before it's born?
That would be called a live birth. I mean, that moments before it's born is a live birth. That's murder.
Okay, but that's a live birth.
Moments before it's born, that's a birth.
Okay.
I've given birth twice. I know how this works. I've actually given birth 3 weeks early, two children.
Sure.
And it's a live birth.
Okay, so at what point should it not be legal to take the life of an unborn baby?
I think beyond viability, unless it's going to protect the life of the mother if she's going to pass away, or if the fetus has an abnormality that will not survive.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought you had said earlier that you didn't think it should be illegal at any point to have an abortion. So, but let's move on to other issues. You know the math, Terry, of running as a Democrat in Idaho. I don't believe we've had a Democrat governor since Cecil Andrus 30 plus years ago. How do you expect to win the hearts and minds of enough Idahoans, which votes heavily Republican, to come out victorious in November?
Well, we have a plan. The plan is that I need to get across the state and meet as many people as I can, because one of the things that Idahoans are ready for is someone with an actual backbone, somebody who is a statesman, somebody who can stand up for the rights of Idahoans and not big corporate interests in Washington, D.C. Right now, all we see are, you know, acts being done on behalf of the present administration in Washington, D.C. and for big corporate interests. That's not Idaho. That's not what Idahoans want. We are ready in this state to vote for the person, not the party. I appreciate I'm running as a Democrat, but I wasn't always a Democrat. I was a lifelong Republican. I switched parties in 2020 when I saw that the path of the present Idaho GOP was taking with their platform and with their litmus test. And I couldn't sign on to a platform that decimated the rights of Idahoans. So I'm not that far off from, you know, the old school Republican way of thought in this state. That's how I was born and raised. That's the language I understand. And we've just gotten so far from that I think people in Idaho, all of the Republicans, have had it with the present governor. And they're looking for something different. And if they meet me or they hear about my platform or they understand and appreciate that I am a true Idahoan with the Idahoan values at heart, that they are going to be willing to vote for the person, not the party.
So, Terry, I'd like to ask you, because you say you left the Republican Party a few years ago and you chose to become a Democrat. A lot of people would say, well, if you can't be in the Republican Party, then be an independent but the Democrat Party, their platform, their principles are so incredibly far from what Republicans are standing for. a lot of people would probably wonder, well, why did you decide to become a Democrat then?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One, independents, if you haven't noticed, in Idaho, and Cecil Andrus, you're going back to 1995 when Cecil Andrus commented about an independent in his race. Independents never get more than 5% of the vote in a governor's race. Never. Haven't yet.
Yeah.
While having independent values is important, having the backing of a strong group of folks who are willing to help you build an infrastructure and do the work on your campaign is really important. And I disagree that the Democratic values are really far off from the old school Republican values. And let me give you an example. Small businesses. I think it's a pretty non-political issue that we should allow small businesses to thrive rather than giving corporate interests big fat tax breaks. That's not a political issue. I don't think it's a political issue that the Idaho Constitution requires the Idaho legislature and the governor to fully fund public schools so all of our children have access to public schools. That's not a political issue. But the only platform that is protecting and preserving public schools is the Democratic platform. Same with public lands. I'm a hunter. I'm an angler. I've been recreating in the state my entire life, had a hunting license before I had a driver's license. And access to public lands is just who we are as Idahoans. And the Democratic Party is the only party that has a platform policy to preserve and protect the public lands. We've got a governor who just sold 160 acres to a Hollywood billionaire. So, you know, I don't think that the Republican platform and the Republican values really match the values of present day Idahoans.
All right. Our guest this morning has been Terry Pickens. Terry, we've got about a minute left. So I love to give candidates, when we have time, the opportunity to make their stump speech, their pitch as to why voters should vote for them.
Well, my stump speech, Neil, would be that I think it's time that we start voting for the person, not the party. We're in a moment in time in Idaho where the present administration is rolling out the welcome mat for Washington, D.C. We've got federal agents in our state. I'm from the days when we remember Ruby Ridge. We don't want the red carpet rolled out for federal agents. We want our freedoms back. We want our liberties. We want to just be left alone, and we want the party of small government. And right now, we don't have that. And so I'm offering an alternative to that. I'm not going to go do all these things that, you know, messaging says a Democrat's going to do. I'm going to restore the values of Idaho in this state. And I would really urge people to go to my website, terryforidaho.com, and follow my social media, and you'll see that I really do represent the values of Idaho. And I want to get back to that place, that original place where Idahoans just, you know, got to be left alone and had the fundamental freedoms that they deserved, that the Constitution provided. And, you know, I think we're too far from that. We need to get back to that.
All right. And by the way, that's Terry with an I, terryforidaho.com. Terry Pickens, thank you for joining us today, and we wish you luck in your continued campaign through the summer.
Thanks, Neil. I appreciate you having me.
All right.